This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
Over the weekend, you had protesters in Manhattan tearing down U.S. flags on veterans during Veterans Day celebrations because they were pro-Palestinian protesters. My friends, really, I mean, this is, I guess, what we're coming to, but a very, very, very sad development, to be sure. Folks, welcome back to the program. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to counter this. With much more optimism, with much more integrity, and much more positivity than what some of these other people are laying down. So we're definitely going to do our level best to make better things happen. But once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Monday morning edition of the program. Yes, it's Monday. Yes, we're getting back to work. But you know what? We're right along with you, especially whatever you're doing this morning. We're glad that you're there. We're encouraging you to call us at 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and it'll come right through to us here during the broadcast. And, of course, we're broadcasting out to our home station, our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer. Good morning to everybody there. And also, of course, our distributor, GCN Networks, which distributes the program out to our great AM and FM affiliates. And so good morning to everybody at GCN as well this morning. And wherever you're listening from, however you're picking us up, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com as well. You can check out the live streams. TheAnswerTampa.com also has a great app for your telephone or your iPad, basically, or your Android device, which you can download for free and listen to the program that way. So, in other words, it's all kinds of great ways you can listen and interact with us here on the program. And so, once again, yes, these protesters, evidently, there was one, at least, who was seen climbing a flagpole and tore down the U.S. flags as demonstrators marched through central Manhattan on over Veterans Day weekend. And this being reported by Breitbart. So, you know, I guess that really got their message out. Boy, that's really how to win friends and influence people. I guess that's kind of the idea right there. But nevertheless, by doing something that tries to dishonor the very people that we so honor because they help provide our freedom, maybe that's not the way to go. Also, some breaking news this morning. We mentioned this last hour as well. Tim Scott, this according to Reuters, is now suspending his run for the 2024 Republican presidential election nomination. He did this on Sunday after months of burning through campaign cash at a blistering rate without making a significant dent in the national opinion polls. Scott told Fox News in an interview on Sunday evening that he has suspended his campaign. His exit may provide a modest boost for other candidates trying to dislodge former frontrunner and former president Donald Trump from the top of the spot. Tim Scott says, "I think the voters, who are the most remarkable people on the planet, have really been clear that they are telling me, not now, Tim." And, you know, I think he's very, I've appreciated so much of what he said. I appreciate his energy. I appreciate his vision. I appreciate the fact that he is willing to stand up and say that this is a great land of opportunity. And Tim Scott's story is, of course, inspiring, and also, of course, should be heard more. And just to briefly recap at the top of the first segment last hour, I was talking about, again, America's a good place. America has good people. America moves in the right moral direction. America is the land of opportunity. And Tim Scott's story is just about that. And it's, again, very inspiring. But at the same time, I realize that it may not be his time yet. But I'm glad that he ran, and I'm glad that he got seen and some traction and so forth. But we haven't seen the last of Tim Scott. We know that for sure. We have not seen the last of Tim Scott, and we will see him more and more. So we wish him, of course, the best of luck in future endeavors. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got line one lighting up, and we've got Bob and Banning. Good morning, Bob and Banning.
Good morning, Kyle. I am totally disgusted with Israel. I'm disgusted with America operating as a worldwide military CIA empire.
Let me ask you this: if you're disgusted with Israel, are you disgusted with Hamas, where they found an Arabic translation of Hitler's Mein Kampf in one of the terrorist bases? Evidently, they're teaching the little children this.
Well, I'm disgusted that Hamas was created by Israel for this big scam going on to build the David Ben-Gurion Canal. I'm disgusted with the embedded reporters. This thing is more than an inside job. It was planned in advance. It's one of the biggest propaganda things we've ever seen to get people emotionally involved and all emotionally wrought up when people just sort of concentrate on legality. And we are not a legal republic for 130 years since 300 Marines overthrew Queen Lokalani.
If Hamas was developed by Israel to build a canal or to set the stage a canal, they've been around for a long time.
Hamas was developed to go against Yasser Arafat and the PLO. Hamas was developed to be a partner with Israel on this murderous scam, the objective of which is to build the David Ben-Gurion Canal.
Okay.
And the propaganda that is going on right now. And why haven't we taken out the Ayatollah in Iran, who was put in by the United States in Brzezinski 44 years ago?
Okay.
I am totally disgusted with this propaganda scam that is going on. And that new movie that came out with a black director.
Okay, Gotta let you go there, Bob. We appreciate your call, but we're heading out to the break, and we will make some comments on the other side of that break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there.
All right, we are back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And the number to call is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by to take your phone call. So, once again, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, we'll see that during the broadcast as well. We're going through the Monday morning, early morning hours, of course, and we're glad that you're there, number one. And I do want to just briefly comment on some of the things that we heard from the previous caller, Bob and Banning. And, again, we very much appreciate his calls to the program. But I'm not disgusted with Israel. I'm disgusted with Hamas, number one, attacking Israel. I resist the notion that Hamas is an inside job. I just have to say that. And Bob is entitled to his opinion and his research and this kind of thing. But I just don't know if I'm on board with that. But second of all, I'm disgusted with Hamas because, as we told you about at the top of the program, Hamas evidently has, at least the Israeli Defense Forces, found an Arabic translation of Hitler's Sick Manifesto, this according to the New York Post, of Mein Kampf, which I believe translates as My Struggle, was found inside a child's bedroom at a Hamas terror base in the Gaza Strip. Okay, so the IDF spokesman said Hamas embraces the ideology of Hitler, the one responsible for the annihilation of the Jewish people, or at least the attempted annihilation completely, because 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. So, you know, anything, can you imagine And by the way, this is no laughing matter. I'm not trying to be funny. But if you found a copy of Mein Kampf in any with any other group on planet Earth, okay, bar none, okay, and I don't mean for research. I don't mean in some academic fashion or something like that. But if you found it was some group that had espoused anti-Semitic views, things like this, and as from, you know, as a result of some investigation or some raid or some other kind of development, that it turned out that, you know, they were had these little kids and they were trying to teach them Mein Kampf, okay, that would be, people would be outraged, and they'd be outraged absolutely, justifiably so. And that much is just true. So again, you know, we don't know where all this is leading in terms of what's happening in Gaza, but certainly I think the sort of the prima facie evidence is that you have the terror group Hamas, which has a charter that says they want to destroy Israel and kill all the Jews, basically. We believe them. We believe what they say. And perhaps now more than ever, the world would believe what they say, but for some inexplicable reason that I just can't fathom, there are so many people around the world who seem to forget what Hamas did and the massacre that occurred, and yet somehow, well, you know, it's unbearable in Gaza. It just was unbearable in Gaza. This particular development, this whole story, all the aspects of this are still going to be with us for quite some time to come. There's no doubt about that. And it is going to dominate, I think, the news cycle and the philosophy that people are talking about in their daily lives. And since we're on this subject here, we do have an audio clip here, I believe, from Bill Maher and his program, where it just is very brief, but I want you to hear it because, again, Bill Maher is no conservative, right? He's not a Republican. He's not a Trump supporter. In fact, he's pretty much way on the left. But Bill Maher has this way of sort of needling the left in and of itself. That I think is very important and very significant. But Bill Maher states what he's going to talk about here, the idea that he can't understand, especially with Barack Obama's comments. So I'll let him speak for himself here. Let's listen in.
Alienated from all of its allies in the region.
Yeah, I must say I am struggling with people's moral equivalency still. I mean, Barack Obama, who has rarely disappointed me, did so this week. I mean, his statement, I mean, it's not a horrible statement, but he said, if you want to solve the problem, then you have to take in the whole truth, and then you have to admit nobody's hands are clean. Literally, that's true, of course. But just give me two examples where this is, I don't think, a helpful statement at this moment. First of all, the attack was only a month ago. A more savage attack than we've ever seen in reverse. There's a big difference between collateral damage and what Hamas did. Secondly...
He's right, see?
Okay, the Israelis are now allowing a four-hour pause for people to get out. I'm sorry, people say, oh, wow, big of them. Okay, but it is a war that the other side started. It's so interesting. When they fire at Israel, it's a war. When Israel fires back, it's a war crime. Little crazy. So, and also, would Hamas do that? Would they give four-hour pause? No pausing. And then, Israel's heritage minister was asked in an interview about using a nuke on Gaza. And he said that's one of the possibilities. He was fired, not allowed in the cabinet meeting anymore, disavowed by the prime minister. Would that happen in reverse? So enough with the moral equivalencies, please.
So that's a really good... quote, a really good clip from Bill Maher. And the reason I wanted to play it for you is because, again, you have somebody who's not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination, but yet is able, I think, to very clearly articulate the differences that we're seeing. And I think he said it very well. And of course, Hamas would never give a pause for the people they're trying to annihilate to get out of there, right? the very fact that such an egregious statement would have been made by an Israeli official, well, they cleaned house on that. You know, we've been over it and over it. We don't need to go over it and over it again, right? About the trying to tell people, get out of the way. You tell them, here's the building we're getting ready to destroy. Get everybody away from, get them out. The collateral damage, as he said, is not the same as what Hamas actually planned to do. So, you know, we know this. And what I think even something like Mar is reeling about is that you have so many people across the world that seem to believe, well, Hamas is in the right. And Israel is in the wrong. Completely. And so, again, a very, very interesting statement. And again, the reason I wanted to play it for you is because these are the kinds of things where we can find the common ground about decency, about self-defense. You know, he may not agree with everything Israel does, and I'm sure that he doesn't. But at the same time, he realizes that Israel has the right to exist, that there is a definite, deliberate a plan afoot to try to destroy Israel. And we have people marching in the streets saying, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And I don't care what Rashida Tlaib says. Oh, well, no, I'm talking about coexistence. You know, really? She's trying to make us laugh at this point. Or she thinks we're so completely stupid that we'll just go, okay, all right. Yeah, it's all about coexistence. It's all about just being, you know, we love each other. No, we don't. No, they don't. This is they're playing for all the marbles. They're literally playing for all the marbles. And they and Israel realizes that they, you know, if they played for all the marbles, they are hailed as war criminals. Hamas plays for all the marbles and they're freedom fighters or something. And it's just ridiculous. But Bill Maher, I think, again, articulating this very well. And, you know, who's going to have a bigger problem, you know, politically with all this? I think it's the Democrats and the left, because they keep trying to sort of navigate this so that they try not really to offend a whole lot of people, you know, at the same time. And when we come back from the break, I will play for you what Vice President Kamala Harris has said, and if you can figure it out, I don't know, you're way ahead. You're way, way, way ahead if you can figure out what she's talking about. Okay, so folks, stay right there. A lot more on the other side, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year.
According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or more. The NRF attributes this to the fact that most Americans' household finances remain in good shape, resulting in expected growth rate of 3-4% over 2022. This holiday spending forecast aligns with the pre-COVID pandemic average annual increase of 3.6%. I'm John Schaefer.
For Veterans Day, restaurants and businesses across the U.S. recognize the sacrifice of veterans and active duty military personnel with free meals, deals, and discounts. One freebie is coming up on Monday, where Golden Corral is hosting Military Appreciation Night. All Golden Corral locations will give active military and veterans a free Military Appreciation Night dinner, buffet, and a beverage on Monday starting at 5 p.m. until closing. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, I can't get over that. I just can't. And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is Monday. Yes, that's right. We're all going back to work. But if you're in Los Angeles, California, and you need to go around the 10 freeway near the East L.A. interchange, near Alameda, you're going to be in real trouble. We had that big fire over the weekend. It melted the steel guardrails. The concrete was falling down. Firefighters did a Herculean great job of extinguishing it. But, of course, they have to check out the road. They have to see what can be done. So definitely, if you're in that area, you're either going to have to be diverted or check out some of the local alerts and so forth, because I think the mayor has been asking people to stay home. Basically, it's that big a deal. I mean, you can't just take a major exchange out of the Los Angeles commute and expect that it's going to be okay. So definitely be careful. Yes, Los Angeles mayor is urging people to stay home Monday after the I-10 closure. So that's Mayor Karen Bass, of course. She urged residents to stay home Monday to mitigate traffic-related impacts. Oh, boy, and that was from the SF Gate was reporting that. All right, folks, don't forget that AM 860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024. with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka, live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. With pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet-and-greet session and a guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Get tickets now at TheAnswerTampa.com. That's TheAnswerTampa.com. That's the countdown to election 2024, Tuesday, November 14th. Now, that's tomorrow, but hopefully you still have a chance to get some tickets if you'd like to attend, because this sounds like it's going to be a really, really great time. And again, Mike Gallagher is going to be there, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka. So once again, tickets at TheAnswerTampa.com. And that's, of course, being brought to you by Wired Differently. So definitely, definitely check that out. All right. Well, once again, folks, good to be with you here this morning on the program. You know, one of the things, too, that we're seeing is that, again, you know, with the Biden administration, they believe that somehow they need another 4 years to fix everything that the MAGA people evidently did, or the MAGA wall, the brick wall of MAGA extremism. So are you buying that? Are you buying that? I'm not buying that, if you ask me. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. I think we got Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Hey, Elliot, what's up? What's up with Elliot this morning? Are you there, Elliot? Okay, we're not hearing
it's
Elliot.
It's very important.
Okay, there's Elliot. There you are.
Okay, do you have me?
I do. We've got you. We're locked in.
Okay. Well, look here. Let me share this with the people here. You know, President of France, Emmanuel Macron, trash talks Israel on the world stage. This idiot is supposed to be our ally. He has aligned himself with the Obama-Biden socialist doctrine. He literally has joined Turkey in condemning Israel. Now, how many Jews live in France? If the shoe was on the other foot, you would think differently. Over 1,400 Jews slaughtered, and you run your stinking mouth about stop the bombing. What would France do if they were sandwiched in with enemies along all your borders? There have been assassination attempts against Macron. The French people do with him at all. Population of Jews in Europe.
Okay, hey, Elliot. Elliot, I'm sorry. I think you're kind of breaking up a little bit. So back up a little bit and keep going. Are you still there?
Okay, Cal. Look here. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Okay. Look here. Between 500 and 600,000 Jews live in France right now. It is hard for any Jew in France to feel safe at this point. Now, when Macron is displaying weakness, those jihads France took in who shot it out with French police, if you remember, could bring the problems to the Jews right now. Now, Jews in France, it does not appear at all that President Macron have your back, your front, your 360. Under pressure, on Sunday, President Macron announced that he unequivocally stands with Israel, which is a total lie. He is a hypocrite speaking out of both sides of his mouth. America, we should take a strong look at Emmanuel Macron. This is not the first time that he has spoken out about the United States. He is aligned with the Biden-Obama doctrine. That's mm-hmm. it. He doesn't go away from that. Kyle, did you hear me?
I did, absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is really serious stuff. I mean, this is really serious stuff. And what do you make of the idea that you have so many that are just coming against Israel? And it's almost as though they don't check out the facts on this.
Right. And look here. How can we trust the Saudis? They had a meeting with our enemy, our adversary meeting, adversary enemy. And we are in a tremendous bad place. Having this meeting occur, and we see total weakness. Don't you remember 9/11? The Saudis is bringing all of these enemies together. Don't we get it? America, you have to wake up and smell the coffee. We are in a dangerous situation. You have to shore up your communities all around America. You need to go door to door. Tell people, look, we are in a quagmire. We have a weak-ass president. We have a idiot ideologue named Barack Hussein Obama that don't give a damn about this country. Right. What they want to do is eat us up like a cancer. They want to destroy America from within and build the shell the way they want it from the outside. Very simple. We do not play games with these people. Get yourself loaded up, know where your guns are at, know how to protect your community and shore up. And when it's time to go to war, we will go to war with their ass because they are here. Joe Biden didn't do this on purpose. Barack Hussein Obama didn't do this on purpose. This was done with intent. With intent to destroy America. See, this, don't be fooled, people. Barack Obama came here and fooled black people, white people, all Christian people about change we could count on as if he was a Christian man. He's far from being a Christian man.
Well, that's right. So they've got a lot of internal
ideas about him.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but definitely we definitely need to be aware that there's a lot of real problems dealing with this. And I'm sorry, Elliot.
Very sad.
Yeah, it is very sad indeed. But we appreciate your call, I understand your intensity level about it. I think a lot of people are very passionate about the idea that you have a lot of people who want to come to this country or who have come to this country who don't believe in it and have bad designs on it. But Elliot and Wesley Chapel, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again soon. All right. Thanks again, Elliot and Wesley Chapel. Unfortunately, we have a little bit of issues there with that connection. We're sorry about that, but we'll see if we can, either if it's on our end or his end or what. We don't know yet, but we'll figure that out. But, folks, one of the things that needs to be figured out, of course, is where do we go from here? And, you know, our good friend Denise Simon, who we're going to be talking with at the in just about 20 minutes here or so, but less than that, actually, you know, she has a great saying, and that is the right story isn't being told. And I agree with that. And the story that we need to be able to tell is the story of America, the story of freedom, the story of international relations that actually makes sense for the community of nations that wants to be part of the community of nations. Make no mistake, you have a lot of different countries and a lot of different ideologies, and especially when it comes to countries like Iran supporting these other forces like Hamas or Hezbollah or others, or the Houthis in Yemen, for example, and they do not want to be part of the community of nations. That's not in their vocabulary, essentially. They want to be able to spread their own hegemony. They want to be able to spread their own ideology, and you just kind of get in the way of all that, unfortunately. Well, but that's one of the things we do here on this program. We do get in the way of all that. That's because we have the better story to tell, folks. So don't you worry, because we're going to keep telling it right here on the program. 949-822-7959. Coming up on the next Trucker Traveler Report right after this. So stay right there. And a lot more coming up. Denise Simon, too. Right after this.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's a lot going on this morning here on the program, as you can probably tell. And we have much more to tell you about, much more to talk about, and much more to do as we head through the Monday morning edition here of the broadcast. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we've reached the second Trucker Traveler Report of the morning. We do it, of course, in hour number one, hour number two, about 10 minutes or so before the hour. That's segment number four of the program. And, you know, last hour we played a little bit of Huey Lewis. Well, we're going to make it maybe a Huey Lewis morning here on the program. We thought we'd play something that might be a little bit more off the beaten path from some of the other Huey Lewis songs. But let's check it out. It's I Know What I Like, Huey Lewis and the News. We're going to keep you pumped up and going down the road. Monday morning edition.
Good things only ever last. I like believing in what
like this song by Huey Lewis and the News, and it sounds really good at excessively loud volumes, I think. This is one of those songs where, you know, here in the studio, like, you know, the headphones come off, the speakers go up, and we just listen for a minute, and we just enjoy, of course, making sure that we keep your blood pumping this morning. We keep you going wherever you're going this morning, in your travels, in your job, whatever that might be. We're sure glad that you're along, that we're along, rather, with you this morning. Okay, let's take a quick look, of course, at what's happening out there. We had a lot of precipitation to tell you about last hour. It's looking, doesn't seem like we've had a lot of different changes going on, but definitely Seattle and Portland, Oregon, you've got all kinds of rain coming down Interstate 5 from Seattle, Washington to Portland, Oregon. It looks like it might be kind of heading a little bit more east from the I-5 as you go through Salem, Corvallis, Eugene. But in Roseburg, you definitely got rain almost all the way to Medford. That's a little bit of a change from last hour. But still, Crescent City and Eureka in Northern California definitely have rain coming across there. And, of course, Southern California is awaiting the atmospheric river. Oh, boy. We just call it the AR. It's coming our way towards the end of the week. But if you're in Texas this morning, and if you're in West Texas, and if you're coming across... if you're coming across I-10 and you're coming now east of Van Horn, you definitely have rain. You get out of it a little bit, but then you head towards Fort Stockton, where it's going to start coming across your windshield again. It also goes down south almost to the border with Mexico. And then in central Texas, you've definitely got, you've continued with the rain there this morning. So if you're in Kerrville, it looks like Kerrville, I believe, and Mason, Brady, Eden, these areas, well, now it's the rain's gone a little bit north of Kerrville, so that's good. And then down in southern Texas, you've got some rain down there near Hebronville. Looks like a little down towards Corpus Christi. But if you're in the greater Houston area, all the way up to Nacogdoches, lots and lots of rain's going to stretch over to Louisiana. Again, sort of north and south of Alexandria right now. But then over into Mississippi near Macomb. And I believe that is I-55. That's right, I-55 coming down. So just be careful. And in southern Louisiana, looks like we've got some of that rain, too. It's going to be south of Baton Rouge. So be careful out there, folks, because we want you to get there all in one piece, as always. And this is one of the reasons why we do the Trucker Traveler Report, to kind of give you an idea of what to expect out there on your travels along the road. And again, the L.A. area, the big fire they had near the East L.A. interchange at near Alameda, that's all shut down indefinitely because they had a huge pallet fire in a storage yard right below the freeway overpass. So they're going to have to check that out. They're going to have to figure out if it's still, you know, structurally sound enough to let traffic go over it. But even the mayor of Los Angeles has called for people to stay home if you don't have to go down the 10 freeway in the morning. I got to tell you, boy, that's it's going to be, talk about snarling up, that's going to be bad. That's bad enough in L.A. as it is. All right, well, folks, let's not waste any more time. Let's head over to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, on this Monday morning edition. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. And I don't have to commute in the L.A. area, so that is, for me, that's a good thing, but for so many of our friends listening, they're going to have a hard time of it. I know that, and that's no fun. But let's get started. Number one, let me ask you this real quick. This report about finding the Mein Kampf translation at a Hamas terrorist base in a child's bedroom, I mean, this is getting sicker by the minute.
I think maybe the listeners have seen the picture and or the video where the young girl was pulled out of the back of an SUV by one of the Hamas terrorists. And she was handcuffed. And if you had noticed that the back end of her was full of blood. Anybody remember that picture of her?
Yes, yes, unfortunately.
Well, the blood was because she had been raped so many times. But if you look down at her ankle, on her right ankle, there is a straight slash going across her heel. And they cut her Achilles so she couldn't run.
that this is grisly and disgusting, and this is why the outrage is there. Some people think, well, you know, it's getting, you know, you're talking too much about this, or you're getting mad about this, but there are reasons to be mad about this.
You know, and you've got these organizations that are out there, like ANSWER, which is Act Now, Stop War, and End Racism. So you got ANSWER, and you got, to, you know, the Palestinians and this and that. And you got the top mullah of Iran that got on a plane or, I don't know, car or train or something, and went to see the entire leadership, royalty, if you will. I almost hate to use the word royalty, of Saudi Arabia, which was into itself unprecedented. So I say this because I think it's important for people to look at the bigger picture. I keep kind of inviting people to do that, you know, stand back and look at things in a big way. So we want to stop war. Well, where were all of these people stopping the war in Syria, which, by the way, is still going on today? Russia is still bombing Syria, and nobody talks about it. And nobody talks about how Bashar al-Assad put people in disgusting prisons only to die, and then use chemical weapons.
That's right. Stay right there, everybody. Denise, hold on.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.